Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communication, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
This race in Queens has developed into quite something. Give us an update on what's happening.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a while before this primary, Democratic primary between Borough President Melinda Katz and newcomer Tiffany Caban, a progressive who challenged her for the Queens District Attorney office. By the end of the week, Katz, who had been down 1,100 on Election Day, was up by 16, just 16 votes. That's going to trigger a recount that could take weeks, especially because it's likely going to end up in court. There's about 2,500 ballots that were signed by affidavit, meaning there were no records of the voters, but they signed that they were legal to vote. Only 450 of those 2,500 were allowed into to be counted. So those are going to court to see if more can be counted. So it's going to be a long, long time. We haven't seen one of these in a while, though it has happened. In the meantime, the Working Families Party is fundraising off this, and the Caban people have really not taken it well. They've accused Katz and the Democratic machine in Queens that have backed her of basically trying to steal the election. They don't have any evidence of that, but that's the rhetoric that's been going on. So it's ugly, it's heated, and it's going to go on for a while.
Apparently an appellate court decision is affecting the cutting of trees in the Adirondacks.
Yeah, it's July. It's very hot, but it's never too early to talk about snowmobiling, I guess. And the state had a plan to cut down a lot of trees to expand, widen snowmobile trails in the Adirondacks. And according to the New York Law Journal, the state appellate court ruled that they cannot do it. It violates the rules on the Adirondacks constitutionally.
The group that got together and partnered with the Republicans in the New York State Senate, including names like Felder, Carlucci, and Savino, and it looks like, despite welcoming them back into the Democratic fold, they may get primaried.
Yeah, I think Warren Zevon said it best, disorder in the House. And we certainly, even though they have 40 Democrats now, every Democrat in the chamber is now sitting with the Democrats for the first time in 6 years. There's still from the left a lot of anger over the old Independent Democratic Conference, as well as Simcha Felder, who actually sat with Republicans. And people on the left are still threatening primaries, saying that at least now we know who the targets will be in 2020.
Finally, Ken, something our political observer, Alan Chertok, talks about quite a bit, that New Yorkers are coming over the line, as well as those from other places, to get a hold of adult use, recreational use of marijuana. And there's been an article out recently about that very thing, New Yorkers racing over the border.
Right. The Daily News noted that with New York failing to legalize marijuana, it looked like a slam dunk in January and February. It didn't happen. And New York's loss, I guess, is Massachusetts' gain, as it's legal in Massachusetts. A lot of the stores there are seeing a lot of New York State license plates. And so Massachusetts is benefiting from that. New York just couldn't get it together. The governor wanted to do it in the budget. The legislature did not. And in the end, all sides couldn't agree to a final bill. So they're going to try again next year. Although they did agree to decriminalize marijuana, and meaning that it wouldn't be a crime if you're caught with small amounts. It would be a violation. But a lot of people want that to go further and actually legalize recreational marijuana in New York. The polls show it's popular, but the New York politicians haven't yet been able to do it.
Ken Lovett joining us on a Monday, and always keen analysis from you, sir. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Be well.